I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. Glad to have you along this morning. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I'm sure you're aware of that from all the NFL football games with players wearing pink shoes and gloves, all the 5K and 10K runs raising awareness about breast cancer and dollars for research. But what is often overlooked during Breast Cancer Awareness Month is that it's also a celebration of breast cancer survivors. And as part of that awareness, I've invited Tammy Bamer, a Cincinnati woman who writes a blog called Miracle Survivors and has written a book called Incurable to Incredible, Cancer Survivors Who Beat the Odds. She's been helping survivors for quite some time and is here to talk about her work and breast cancer survival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's begin with your story. I know it was back in 2008 that you were diagnosed with, stage 4 breast cancer, and this was after you had been told you were cancer-free.
Right. Usually they'll tell you after 5 years, the likelihood of it coming back is pretty small, but unfortunately it did come back in my lymph nodes in my armpit, and I had a lesion in my liver and some lymph nodes in my chest area. So it was quite a shock, because when I was first diagnosed, I was told my prognosis was excellent. I didn't have any lymph node involvement, so it was nothing that I expected to happen.
Well, instead of looking at that grim diagnosis, you spun it positively and began to interview other cancer survivors about their experiences. What actually triggered you to go and reach out to them, trying to find that path to take?
Yes, well, it's always important for other survivors to hear of people who've been there, done that, and beat it. And unfortunately, for metastatic survivors, it's you don't get much hope. I was told by a doctor down at MD Anderson that I would certainly die of breast cancer. One of my inspirations was a wonderful book called Love, Medicine, and Miracles by Bernie Siegel, MD. And one of the things he said was the worst thing a doctor can do is take away their hope and give them a death sentence. And I had known of a couple individuals who had beaten the odds of metastatic cancer. So I decided not just to delimit it to breast cancer, but to try to find people from all over the country who were given a stage 4 diagnosis and beat the odds as a way to, I guess, prove that doctor wrong, and to give myself hope, and to most importantly, give hope to others.
Well, you had been in healthcare public relations beforehand, so this was sort of a passion of yours already, telling stories.
Yes. It was something I was doing, and my husband was encouraging me to write a book about my own experience, and I was like, well, everyone does that when they get cancer, it seems like. But I really was used to sharing success stories in my job, and it was something that I feel like I was led to do.
Well, you went from beyond just the book, the amazing stories in your book, Incurable to Incredible, Cancer Survivors Who Beat the Odds, to your blog that is updated on a regular basis, Miracle Survivors. Why the transition there? Did you feel that the book was helpful, but just not enough?
Well, actually, I started my blog when I was just starting to write my book. So it was one way to find more stories. And also, I was wanting, in the beginning, I thought, well, this will be a platform for my book and I'll have more followers. And it just really turned into a community. And it's just been a great resource for me and others. It's encouraged me to go and research things and to share things with others. I've gotten incredible support, and a lot of people tell me that it was really hard to find that. They looked online, and there was not much for people who are facing a grim prognosis. And it's not just people that have metastatic cancer that visit. I have a wide variety of people. And it's just been great. And people from all over the world have visited my site. And it's been really, really rewarding and fulfilling to do.
It would seem, as an outsider looking in and having close friends who have gone through various types of cancer, that dealing with the fear is one of the largest obstacles to overcome. That's just from my perception without that personal experience. But with your experience, is dealing with fear something that's most difficult?
Well, yeah, I think it is. It's difficult for any survivor of cancer. When you hear that word, the first thing, your sense of mortality is awakened. And I was very young when I was first diagnosed. I was 4 days shy of being 39. I'm now 49 looking forward to turning 50. But you just don't think about that when you're at that young of age. And I had, my daughter was 3 when I was first diagnosed, and now she's 13 going on 14. So the first thing you think about is, are you going to be there for your kids? Are you going to be there for your loved ones? And it is very, very difficult at times. And it's a topic that comes up on my blog a lot. I have actually just did a blog post about it, another author that had a workbook for dealing with the fear of cancer. But for me, the important thing, I have a strong sense of faith, and I also believe in taking it one day at a time and trying not to look too far ahead and just really cherishing every moment I have and to have a sense of optimism that I think has permeated throughout our family. My daughter and my husband and I, we took a trip to his parents, and I had a great talk with my daughter about it on the way home, and she's definitely chooses to look on the bright side and to cherish life. So I feel good about that.
Well, I guess part of the fear is I'm in just listening to you is dealing with relationships and how the relationships will be affected. And that seems to be something that can be challenging for many folks as well, because I do know where families get driven apart because of cancer.
Yes. Unfortunately, there's people that get divorced because of it, or their husband or wife will drink or use drugs as a form of escape. It can really make or break a relationship. Fortunately for me, I have a very loving, supportive husband, Mike, who has stuck by me and has been a real partner in this. But it definitely can create stress. It can create financial stress as well as emotional stress. I mean, the healthcare bills are astronomical. Insurers are covering less and less. So there's definitely a lot of strain that can fall on families.
Well, you've had a lot of experience and spoke to a lot of people who have been through the process. I know it's every individual's case is different in many different ways, but is there a nice bright nugget that you can offer folks who are facing either the diagnosis or are dealing with treatment or the recovery? Is there not a golden rule, but is there a good rule to begin with?
Well, one of the things that I did when I was interviewing people was I tried to look for common attributes of people who really do well. And I always like to share that because I think it's something we can all aspire to, whether we're dealing with cancer or any other challenge. But one of the things that they all had in common, the people that made it through and were doing well, was that they were perseverant and just didn't give up. And I think no matter what the obstacle, you may be discouraged, but to always be like, I'm going to just do whatever it takes to get through this. A lot of the people, I'd say most of them, were giving back to others. I just see great things happening because of people who have been faced a challenge and have decided to transform their lives because of the challenge instead. And I was talking to my daughter Chrissy, it's like I definitely see that my relationship with my family is so much closer, and with her, she's a teenager and teenagers tend to pull away, and she still does that, but I do feel like we have this bond that is so much closer than maybe it would not have been otherwise.
Well, I appreciate you sharing your story and the good work that you are and spreading the good word with all the folks. So thank you for everything you do, Tammy.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Tammy Bamer, who wrote the book Incurable to Incredible, Cancer Survivors Who Beat the Odds. She also has a website and blog called Miracle Survivors. You'll find a link to both the book and the blog site at our website, wvxu.org. And I neglected to mention that Tammy also does a lot of work as a board member for the Pink Ribbon Girls here in Cincinnati, a support group for young breast cancer survivors. October, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and this is Cincinnati Edition.